Welcome to everyone who is listening to this presentation on power tapping. What you will learn is potentially life-changing. My name is Robert Rudlick. I am not a licensed psychologist or a physician. I claim no medical authority or expertise. My advice is not meant to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or condition. Anyone seeking health or medical advice is strongly advised to consult a qualified professional. All information provided is for educational purposes only. Have you ever noticed when a friend is not sleeping very well, everyone knows about it? It seems to be a topic we're not afraid of talking about. My wife and I were attending a cocktail party recently, and the topic came up. It seemed everyone had something to say about it. The conversation went on for quite a while, and to our surprise, it seemed we were the only ones who didn't have problems sleeping. And man, it seems people love to talk about their sleep issues. We heard everything from, I go to sleep thinking about work, to I just gave up on trying to sleep and have now tried the napping method. You know, sleeping 2 or 3 hours or whatever I can, and then napping a few times during the day. I looked over at my wife and I said, by the way he looks, it's not working very well. And then there were all the remedies everybody had tried. And tried is the key word here because most people want a quick fix. Americans want things done yesterday. They're used to hearing the drug ads that promise immediate results, but with the possibility of death, you know. Then they try healthier remedies without a plan and get disappointed that they did not work the first time. Without even knowing, natural remedies get the body to function normally again and can take some time, 60 to 90 days in some cases. Listen, you didn't get this way in one day, and you can't expect to get back to normal in one day either. Sadly, many of them decided to go to their doctor. I say sadly because doctors are not very well trained in sleep problems. In fact, at Harvard Medical School, they get only 1 semester hour on sleep in all of their medical training. 1 semester hour. So, sadly, they went to the doctor and, of course, were given prescription drugs, which meant many of these people had tried or were still taking drugs, even when research shows they do not improve or solve someone's sleep problems and often make it worse. Plus, they create new problems with their side effects. So, I threw the question out. How many people felt great the next day after taking them, and how many still have sleep problems? A few said they helped at first, but... And that's when I heard about the side effects, and even more interesting, nobody was cured of their sleep problems. In fact, several had said it had gotten worse, and the meds were not working as well anymore. One thing I didn't hear, though, was a wellness approach. Nobody had a game plan of how to eliminate the underlying reasons causing their sleep problem. I kept asking leading questions, keeping the conversation going, and waited until near the end of the chatter before saying anything in hopes they might hear what I was going to say. What I told them is what I'm going to share with you now. My approach is unique. It starts with addressing the underlying issues of stress and anxiety. And I teach you the tools and a strategy to do something about their influence on your ability to sleep. Now, there are aspects of the plan you've heard of or possibly even tried, but it's a comprehensive change in how to approach sleep as a health problem, and this is what makes it effective. I'm also going to introduce you to some proven strategies you can use before bed on how to use power tapping to effectively turn yourself into a sound sleeper. Listen. This conversation was a real eye-opener for my wife and I, and I've had this conversation many times since with what's now become very typical responses. You see, sleep problems are epidemic in our society. Some Gallup polls indicate that as many as 40% of Americans have trouble sleeping 2 to 3 nights a week. Over 60 million Americans suffer from insomnia. Now that's chronic inability to sleep. That comes from the National Commission on Sleep Disorders Research. Now, statistics show that 60% of people with sleep issues can't go to sleep, and 40% wake up and can't go back to sleep, and sleep problems plague women far more than men. In surveys across the board on why people have trouble falling asleep, the number one reason is they can't turn their minds off. No matter how hard they try, that incessant chatter about the day, or what I've got to do tomorrow, or the kids, or... And drinking doesn't work very well since it causes problems going back to sleep when you wake up in the middle of the night. The other issue is physical tension or restlessness. the inability to get comfortable. This is when you toss and turn trying to get comfortable, but just can't seem to find the right position. Even something as simple as muscular tension has been made into a disease by our medical community. It's called restless leg syndrome, which, surprise, surprise, they have a drug for. So, instead of having them try a dose of calcium and magnesium before bed with a cup of chamomile tea, which is all harmless, doctors write another prescription, but I digress. Health professionals have been telling us for decades, we need to get a handle on our stress or it will kill us. And science has shown that stress does lead to all kinds of physical and mental disease, like heart disease, diabetes, weight gain, depression, cancer, and death. But most Americans don't relate their stress levels to that which could cause real health problems, because they have it handled, you know. But when they are confronted with these facts, often people will tell healthcare professionals they have their stress levels under control. Yet, they're seeking answers to problems that are stress-related. It's crazy. For some reason, people will talk about their sleep problems ad nauseum, but refuse to admit they can't handle their stress or anxiety effectively at all. For some reason, they see that as a weakness. If it weren't for denial, many of us would be a whole lot happier. Many physicians and research believe sleep problems are primarily caused by stress and anxiety. Stress leads to anxiety, and anxiety leads to depression, insomnia, high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer, and death. We've heard this over and over and over again. It may seem trivial that it could cause sleep problems when it can lead to cancer and much worse, but sleep is as important for our survival as air and water. In fact, you can last longer without water than sleep. Did you know sleep deprivation is so devastating to our mental health, it's considered torture of the cruel and unusual sort? And yet Americans take sleep very casually. In fact, one researcher said that Americans suffer from a case of sleep bulimia. They just don't take it that seriously. Now, most Americans could greatly reduce their stress, anxiety, and sleep problems if they had an effective emotional toolkit. That's right, an effective emotional toolkit, just like athletes have, so they can prepare themselves mentally to perform in all situations. I just heard an interview with Michael Phelps and his coach, and his coach was talking about some of the things that he does in order to prepare the world's greatest swimmer for any situation in the pool. And he told one little story that I love. In Beijing, Michael Phelps was in a race, and his goggles filled up with water, and he was blind for the last two laps, and yet he went on to win a gold medal. His coach said, yes, I actually prepared for something like that by once stepping on his goggles and gave him his goggles. He got in the water and he had to swim the race blind. Now, I teach him how to count strokes. And so he had to immediately shift. Now, many of us, when we're called upon to make a dramatic shift in that crisis moment, we often fail. But with the emotional toolkit that Michael Phelps has that was developed with his coach, he was able to switch gears, count his strokes, and he swam and won that race. It happened again in the Olympics, but this time he was already mentally prepared because he knew what to do. He had mentally prepared himself, and his coach had mentally prepared him for the worst case scenario. Most of us don't even have an emotional toolkit, whether alone have trained ourselves to be able to respond with emotional composure in that crisis moment. This toolkit should comprise of several techniques, exercises, and strategies that on a moment-to-moment and a day-to-day basis would help you to handle your life with more emotional composure and be more confident. These tools should also be effective at helping you change old habits and behaviors that have been sabotaging your lives. Now, as I said earlier, I'm not a doctor, but I am a human being. And I've battled high stress levels for many years and in many parts of my life, and I paid the price for it. So, with more than enough firsthand experience, a lot of research, and 25 years of clinical practice, here's what I know. Anxiety is far more than excessive worry and stress. It is far more than the physical tension in your neck and shoulders. It works behind the scenes, like an ambient noise, to negatively affect every organ an organ system in your body, and sabotage you at the worst possible moments. The silent yet ongoing effects of stress are highly detrimental to your physical and emotional health. Knowing how to successfully manage stress in a safe and reasonable way can improve your health, enhance your relationships, help you sleep, and provide peace of mind. Okay, so what can you do about it? Well, first, you have to focus on managing or eliminating stress as it happens. Never let it build up all day and think you can get rid of it with a few glasses of wine in the evening. You can't. If you recognize that you're a worrier, you've got to have a plan and effective tools to stop worrying and start living. A really good book that helped me when I was 18 years old was Dale Carnegie's How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. From about the age of 13 on, I have suffered with severe anxiety and depression. And when I read this book, this made such an impact on me, and the tools that I gained from this have been in my emotional toolkit now ever since. Now, I apply power tapping with exercise, Think Straight, which is a supplement that supports the brain and reduces the effects of stress, and the strategies I learned in the book to effectively manage my anxiety. And I'm going to teach you to do the same in a moment. Now, this strategy has been so successful, I no longer think about the depression I lived with for decades. If I get really fearful or anxious, I know what to do right away, and it never gets a chance to get a hold of me. It's changed my life forever. So here's my approach. And again, I've been using this approach now for over 12 years with my clients with outstanding results. If you're having these problems already, it's time for a change. If you hear yourself say, right, I've tried that and it didn't last, or I can't or won't do that, it's time to get started and tap it out. In my work, I recommend practical, highly effective tools and strategies to address complex problems. There's never one solution to problems involving stress and anxiety. And most agree it's a lifestyle choice to be healthy. So the first tool and strategy that I want to teach you is what I call the AM-PM solution. Now, this is about that lifestyle change. It's about an attitude adjustment as to how to approach every single day of your life and to become a good sleeper. Becoming a good sleeper starts when you wake up. Yep. When you wake up, you have an opportunity to put your day in perspective and prepare yourself mentally and emotionally for anything that may be stressful. This starts your day on a good note, which limits the amount of stress and anxiety you'll experience, making it easier to unwind in the evening and prepare for a good night's sleep. Step one is simple. When you wake up, I want you to tap around your right ear while saying with emotion, "I feel refreshed. I feel grateful to be alive. I feel energized and excited about today." I want you to do this 3 times while you're continuously tapping around your right ear. And I want you to say it with emotion. Research shows that when you wake up, if you can wake up with positive emotions, you're going to have a better day with more energy and more confidence. Step two is review your day. After you've tapped in how great you're feeling, review your day. If anything comes up that makes you go, "Ugh," or you know will be stressful, tap it out. Visualize or focus on the issue and do a round of tapping. If it's a meeting or a presentation, visualize yourself doing it while tapping. If you make mistakes during the visualization, go back over them in your mind and tap out the anxiety or fear you were feeling in the moment, and continue to repeat this process until you can see the outcome you want in your visualization. Number three, you're finally getting out of bed. I want you to drink at least 8 to 12 ounces of water right away. I usually have a glass of water in my nightstand that I bring up the night before. It's a great way to get your day going, and all of the mental processes that you just triggered need water and a hydrated environment in order to work effectively. Now, you can make this process as elaborate as you want. I know people who will lay in bed and go through business meetings, and they'll go through proposals, and they'll problem solve, and they'll think about the kids. Or, like myself, quite often when I'm in a hurry, I just wake up, I tell myself I feel great, I'm completely ready for the day, I'm confident that I can take on any challenge that's presented for me, I'm ready to go, and I pop out of bed. Remember, first thing in the morning is one of the best times to tap because the subconscious mind is most open to new information. And it's also when the conscious mind isn't fully engaged yet. And we're talking before your coffee, so that's definitely the case. Then, sometime during the day, on normal days, I usually do it midday, take a 5-minute break. Close your eyes and tap on all the points for 10 seconds each, and then repeat 3 times. Finish with a big clearing breath and a glass of water. If something has caused you stress in the morning or got you upset, focus on that while you're tapping. But you don't have to worry about the words. You don't have to worry about anything except for sitting quietly and tapping on the points. It's better than taking a 20-minute nap, and it gives you way more energy than any cup of coffee possibly could. As I said, this is not only really energizing, but it will keep you in a positive mood and lower your stress level. By the way, lower stress levels keep blood sugar stabilized and make it easier to get more work done in the second part of the day, which is when most people's productivity goes way down. Now, on stressful days, or when you get really upset or screw up, just simply excuse yourself and go tap. I have a client who is a lawyer who's done this during depositions. He told me recently he taught a client of his to tap because she was an emotional person, and he knew for her to do well, she had to stay emotionally composed. He had her take a bathroom break at one point and tap to help her regain her composure, and it worked very well. The uses are endless, so whenever you feel like you're getting out of control or you're slipping into a high emotional state, either tap right on the spot if possible, or take a breath, count to 10 so that you don't say anything stupid, excuse yourself, and go tap it out. It won't take any longer than a normal bathroom break, and it could save you from embarrassment or making some foolish decisions. It really does take 30 seconds to 3 minutes at the most, and this is why so many people are starting to call this the 3-minute miracle. Because within 3 minutes, you are completely back and composed, and you have just shifted your emotional state from chaos and panic and fear and stress to one of confidence and emotional composure. Make sure you stay hydrated during the day. Stress and anxiety cause your body to use a lot more water. If you come home and you're dehydrated, you'll never catch up. And if you try to, you'll just wake up in the middle of the night, interrupting your sleep. Start drinking water early in the day, and it's a great way to keep the pounds off as well. Well, you've made it to the end of your day. So, on your way home, take a moment and tap out your day. Review how you performed, how well things turned out. If it was good, the tapping will be like taking a yoga class without the sweat. You'll arrive home in a much better mood with energy left for your family, which they'll all appreciate. If you have plans to go out, again, you'll be in a much better mood and enjoy yourself more. It's a win-win. Now, I'm not telling you to do something that I don't already do. This works, and it will change your life, especially if you're in a high-stress, fast-paced lifestyle. I take care of a lot of families in my practice, and I've had several moms tell me how effective and important just the tapping during the day has been for them. It's stressful managing the household, coordinating the carpooling, getting dinner on the table, and doing a good job at all of it. So now your day is over. Now it's time to unwind and set your mind at ease about tomorrow so that you can go to sleep without worrying. What I want you to do is this. Take 5 minutes and tap out any lingering stress or anxiety you may have on your mind. Now, I find by this time the most stressful thoughts are about tomorrow's tasks because I've been managing my thoughts all day long. So I go through them and tap out any concerns I may have. If there's something I'm working on, I will tap around my right ear and instruct my brain to figure out how to get whatever it is I'm working on done while I sleep, which is really one of the main things the brain does when we are asleep. I often tap in something like this. I instruct my subconscious mind to find a solution to this problem, or I instruct my mind to figure out how to figure out this problem. Haven't you ever been working on a problem, then all of a sudden had an epiphany out of nowhere, and the answer was just there? That epiphany was actually worked out while you were sleeping. Sleep is where much of your real brain work goes on. When you're asleep, your brain files all the information you took in during the day, then organizes it, making it accessible to figure out complex problems in your life, as well as imagine and create new things. It's where the real magic happens, and that's why sleep is so important. So, back to tapping just before you fall asleep. I stop the tapping, and I just say this in my mind. I am grateful for everything I have. Then finally, I say in a very soft voice in my mind, Now I feel myself drifting off to sleep. Now I feel myself drifting off to sleep. I say this 3 to 5 times very softly, and then I roll over and I go to sleep. By doing this, you lower cortisol, which makes it easier to fall asleep, but you also raise serotonin, making it easier to fall asleep. It's a win-win. So not a bad deal. And when you do this over and over, you get into a great sleep rhythm. And sleep is a rhythm. And the best part, no drugs are needed. The next thing you need to do is to set up a proper sleep environment. This is so important in order to get a good night's sleep. Dim the lights 30 minutes before bed. Maybe put on some quiet music or do some reading. These are all good activities before bed. If you've had problems sleeping for some time, it's really important to go to bed at the same time every night and wake up at the same time every morning. There's a rhythm to sleeping. It has to do with hormone production and your energy. So give yourself time to get into your rhythm. This may take anywhere from 1 week to someone who's had chronic insomnia. I've seen it take as long as 90 days. Another thing you need to do is to prepare your bedroom. This is very important because research shows that the darker the bedroom is, the better we sleep, the more melatonin that we produce, and the more REM sleep that we'll get. So, number one, block out all the lights, or as much as possible. And if you can't do that, just use an eye shade like I do. It's best to get electronics out of the bedroom completely. Yes, that means a TV. Watching TV before bed is one of the worst things that you can do, and yet so many people do it. I want you to hide the face of your clock or get a clock that has blue backlighting. When you wake up in the middle of the night and you see what time it is, it often makes you anxious, especially if you can't go back to sleep. You'll sit there and look at the clock and say, oh my God, I've been awake since 2. Oh my gosh, I've been awake for an hour now and 2 hours. And oh, I'll never get back to sleep. Oh, I'm going to have such a bad day tomorrow. And it just builds on itself. The more anxiety, the more worry, the more upset you get, the less opportunity you're going to have to go back to sleep and the worse you're going to feel tomorrow. Another really important thing to do, and it's not always possible, but when it is, keep your room as cool as tolerable. You should feel the need to use covers if possible. During the summertime, at least have moving air. Then I want you to create a routine, a pre-bed routine. Number one, no food 2 hours before bed. Okay, it's really important that when you go to sleep, your body's doing nothing else except winding down and going to sleep. When you eat, you rev the body up. You want to simply go to sleep and allow your body to do one thing and one thing only, and that is to fall asleep so that your brain can go to work and do all of its magic. Drinking a calming tea before bed is excellent. Chamomile tea, passion flower tea, any tea that's good for evening teas is fantastic. But I warn you, don't use sugar or honey or any sweeteners in it, if possible, because they can be stimulating as well. Now, this is a toughie for a lot of people, and myself included, but I have gotten used to it, and now it's paid huge dividends. No cell phone use or computer use, or no violent television shows 30 to 60 minutes before bed. Now, this is just common sense, but you've taken all this time to wind yourself down to prepare yourself for the most important part of your day, which is sleep. I mean, think about it. We spend 1/3 of our day asleep. So obviously, it's a very, very important function in our life. And what do we do before we go to sleep? We're watching some violent cop show, people getting killed, mass murder. I mean, it's amazing some of the stuff that's on TV from 10 o'clock on. So avoid it. And definitely do not watch news. The news is produced to purposely trigger strong emotional responses. So two final tips. I developed an all-natural, dual-purpose, time-release sleep supplement called Enduring Sleep. You know, I did so because so many people have chronic sleep problems and, you know, they're not always able to do the sleep routine or to take all these great suggestions that I've made and use them every single day. And a lot of my clients come in and they've got chronic anxiety. You know, they've got jobs that are just real pressure cookers, and they also have chronic insomnia. And for them, although these techniques all work really well, they need something that anchors them so that no matter what, they will be able to get that good night's sleep. And that's what I developed Enduring Sleep for. The product works in two ways. It quiets your mind and calms the physical tension in your body, helping you to go to sleep. The second part of the formula is time-released, and it helps you to go back to sleep if you wake up in the middle of the night. It also helps you to get better REM sleep. And all you do is you take 2 30 minutes before bed, and I developed it so that you can take it every night. But, as many of my clients do, they use it when they're traveling or when they're in high-stress times. Now, the final tool that I want to give you for your emotional toolbox is a relaxation breathing exercise. It's really effective to start the whole evening's unwinding process, and it's really simple to do. You can do it standing, sitting, or lying down. What I want you to do is to cross your left ankle over your right ankle, then cross your right wrist over your left wrist. Press your palms together, lace your fingers together, and then draw your hands up along your chest and up and underneath your chin. So your hands will do like a pirouette and then come up underneath the chin, all locked up. And I want you to then just rest your arms on your chest. Now, place the tip of your tongue in the roof of your mouth and breathe in through your nose slowly. When you get to the top of the breath, I want you to pause for a count of 2 and then release your tongue and purse your lips like you're trying to whistle or blow out very slowly. Your breath out should take about 3 to 4 times as long as your breath in did. In order to do that, you really want to purse your lips very tightly. Then you repeat. Your tongue goes in the roof of your mouth, you breathe in. You release your tongue, purse your lips, and blow out. And do several rounds of this until you feel yourself starting to quiet down. You'll start to feel your mind quiet down. You'll definitely feel your body start to relax. This is a great way to start the process of unwinding, but not just that. One of the things that it does is that it reconnects all of the energy fields or all of the meridians in your body. And it reconnects them, and it just makes you feel together again. And then you start tapping. Now, this is also a great exercise to do to focus and relax, and can be done anywhere and as often as you want during the day. Remember, it's versatility that counts. So when you put tools into your emotional toolbox, make sure that they are versatile. And this is another really good one. Lastly, I encourage you to exercise. If you're over 30, but especially if you're over 40, what I want you to do is different types of resistance training at least 3 days a week. And you can throw yoga into this as a form of resistance training. But remember, the most important thing is do something. Exercise at least 30 minutes 3 days a week. So let's review. What's in your emotional toolbox as of now? The AMPM power tapping protocol sets up your day and clears stress so that you can sleep on it. In the morning, plan your day out in your head. Tap out anything you think might be stressful and visualize yourself performing well all day. On your way home, tap out the day. In the evening, reconnect with your electrical grid and turn off your physical and emotional engine with the breathing exercise, and then use power tapping on any stress or strong emotions that you're still feeling from the day. Then tap in how you want the next day to go. Plan it out in your mind. Tap in, I'm ready for sleep now. Now that you know what to do, the power to change anything you desire to change is at your fingertips. Remember, the only prerequisite for power tapping to work is your sincere desire to change. So now it's up to you to commit and take action. If you'd like more information or support on how to use power tapping more effectively in all aspects of your life, contact us about our mentoring program. This is a great way for you to get weekly support, ask questions, get answers, and also hear from others about how they're doing on their quest to get healthy and happy. If you'd like one-on-one coaching with me by phone, call 1-800-438-1593 and ask us about my phone coaching sessions. Or go to powertapping.com. Remember, tap every day, be courageous, and make it happen.